Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
After Zach and I bought our first home and got married, we were super excited to not only decorate it, but to put some of our biggest memories on our walls. So we went with Framebridge, which made it super easy to get our pictures framed from our wedding at an affordable price. You can easily order online at framebridge.com or visit a Framebridge retail store. All you have to do is upload a digital photo for them to print and mail your item using their free secure prepaid packaging. Or you can also visit one of their 20 plus retail stores. Framebridge customs frames your piece in their studio using the highest quality materials and ships directly to your front door in days for free. Above our stairs, we put pictures of our babies, ourselves, and from our wedding, and we are so happy we went with Framebridge to do it. Anytime anyone comes to our house, it's the first thing that they notice. Not only is it easy, but it's also affordable to custom frame just about anything. They're very fair and transparent and upfront with their pricing based simply on the size of your items. There's a curated selection of frame styles that are all different. They have fast service, free shipping, and this is great for gifts. Your happiness is also guaranteed, so if you're not 100% happy with your pieces, they'll make it right. See why Framebridge has been trusted to frame over 2 million pieces. Visit framebridge.com or a local Framebridge store to get started and custom frame just about anything. That's framebridge.com.
This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Calendar. Let's be real. Running a household can be exhausting and chaotic. And finding the perfect Mother's Day gift, it's not exactly a no-brainer. Until now. The Skylight Calendar is the best way to organize the family and give everyone, especially mom, some peace of mind to enjoy the things that matter most. The Skylight Calendar is a smart, touchscreen calendar that keeps track of and manages the chores, dinner planning, groceries, and to-dos for the whole family. The Skylight Calendar automatically syncs each family member's digital calendars and displays them all together on one color-coded touchscreen. It even doubles as a digital picture frame so you can finally share all those special moments that are just sitting on your phone. As a limited-time offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight calendar when you go to skylightcal.com/easy. That's skylightcal.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightcal.com/easy.
Welcome to the Think Loud crew, three moms getting real with the daily moments of our lives, parenting, relationships, and the WTF moments.
I thought you were going to actually do well with the intro. You
Me
started
too.
Off
she
so
started,
strong.
And then she said,
the daily lives,
the daily lives and parenthood and relationships.
Yeah, that
you
was
know, I just thought if I started with confidence, I would end with confidence. But in the middle, it got a little shaky.
It got way shaky.
It's okay.
It's just introduce yourself.
Anyways, welcome back, y'all. My name is R.
What is it?
And I am Shannon Kablion.
I'm a guest here. I don't know how it goes.
Hey, you've been on once.
You've been on once.
You're no longer a guest. You're just here with us. I'm Cheyenne. And today we have a very special guest back for a second time. You guys already know the man on the couch. Oh, you're probably listening to this in your car. You already know the man here.
It's Mezier.
Mezier is back.
And we're going to answer better questions. We're actually asking more questions.
No, we're actually going to talk about what y'all want
to
hear.
We're going to run it back to the beginning. Okay. I'm not going to lie. I was out sick that day. I don't know what I was doing.
Yeah. I was awkward.
I think I watched the episode that they shot with Mez. And then I read the comments and I was like, I can't troll my own podcast.
But yes, you can. You did troll us.
But I hit the girls out. I'm like, y'all were all, what was up?
We were all over the place.
Yeah. Shannon, I can't even blame you because you were like the third wheel on the couch. And Kyle was like an awkward eighth grader. And Mez was like, I'm just here.
I'm here
to answer whatever you ask me.
You know, that's all I can do.
So I think we should start from the beginning. Like the very beginning. All the way back until the first night or day or afternoon when you guys met. Who wants to tell the story?
How did you guys meet?
Let's ask Mez. I want to hear your version.
I want to hear Mezier's version too. How did you and R meet?
So it was, I came to LA for my 30th birthday.
Okay.
It was All Star
Weekend. What year was this?
2018.
It was February 2018, you guys.
Okay, girl, we didn't ask you. We're asking the man.
2018, I came to LA for my very first time. I've never been to LA in my life, so. You know, I wanted to come. Yeah, my boy moved out here a couple years prior to me coming, so.
This was your first trip out here?
And then you met Kyle?
Bro, you walked away with not one, but two kids.
Right.
This man thought he was coming just to turn up for the 30th.
Right. I didn't even know it was, honestly, and I'm an NBA fan, and I didn't even know that All-Star Weekend was in LA, because I was
So you were out with all the hoochies.
First of all.
Sorry, I'm not calling Kyle hoochie.
All-Star Weekend is always...
It's lit.
That was my very first All-Star Weekend also. And I wasn't even planning on going out when we went out that night. But Miz, the girls were like, you're
Kyle.
We want to know Mezier's side.
Right.
I'm going to mute myself.
So,
no, you're not.
So, yeah. So, I come in LA. You know, we have a great time. Me and my boys, we chilling. So, honestly, that night that I met y'all, I was supposed to be done. Like, I was done. Like, I was
You're done,
everything.
Like
I
you didn't want to go out that
day.
Night?
I've been faded. I was on shrooms. Can we talk about that?
Yes.
Okay. I was on shrooms. I was everything. So, I'm like, yo, I'm done. But my man was like, nah, man, there's one more party we can go to. My man can get us in. Let's go. I was like, all right, man, fuck it. Let's go. So, I go. And then I meet y'all beautiful ladies, you know what I'm saying? And then
No.
First of all,
Kyle, put the mic down. This is not for you. We should have just left you out of this, actually.
You want me to get in details?
Yes. Yes,
okay.
Details.
So, I was in the club.
Ooh.
I was with my mans. And
ooh.
I remember seeing a tall, beautiful, light-skinned joint walking by. I was like, damn, okay. Who that? You know what I'm saying? So, but mind you, I don't really approach women like that, so...
Why not?
I'm shy.
Okay.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Oh.
So, but my boy Zach at the time, not your fiance, but my boy Zach.
Yes.
So he saw you. He saw you, so he tried to come holler at you.
Oh, you were there that night.
Yeah. I was there, but when Mez says it was a lit weekend, I don't remember the weekend.
I'm sure you don't, because it was you, I think, Remy.
Yeah, Zayna. We were all there.
Oh,
so
wow.
My boys try to holler at all her friends, so... You know,
beautiful.
I see R and I just go and start talking to her. And I remember, I forgot how the conversation went, but I told her my name and she didn't believe my name. And I literally had to pull out my ID and show her my name.
Why didn't she believe your name?
I don't know.
Kyle, you are the wrong person to ever question anybody's name.
I was trying to understand his name. So when he says his name sometimes, I feel like when he pronounces it, there sounds like there's an N in it. So he was saying Mezier, but I was hearing like, Manzier.
Yeah, that's exactly what she was saying. She kept saying Manzier.
So were you lit? You were lit.
Okay, first of all, y'all, I don't really drink. And that night, I drank. I was definitely drunk.
She was extra saucy that night.
I was extra saucy. And it was to the point where, like, half of our group, like, half the girls we were with, they left. And I was leaving. And then I was like, actually, I'm going to stay.
When Kyle drinks, it's like
I get really happy and excited.
Yeah, like a kid.
I dance.
So my parents have always taught us, like, if you guys go to a place together, you leave together. Like, that's just what it is. I'm gonna let you guys know right now. I left that Cheyenne night. Was like, I was like, you're
I'm
doing
done with you.
You're doing the too most. Much. You're doing the most. I'm going to Barry's to get some pizza. You can keep twiddling on the dance floor if you
and
want.
And I also really you love loud twiddling. Music. You know what it is? I love loud music. So I was in a happy mode, and I just had like a really shitty week. I wasn't planning on going out, and I was gonna be emo girl at home, but the girls were like,
come with us.
No, you're coming with us.
Like, so we should pay child support.
You know what? This is a
something.
Everybody, I feel like Viacom owes me child support for Ryder, but I feel like you could blame me and the girls. We throw a little razzle dazzle for you guys.
I blame Timmy. I blame Remy's
so
brother.
So you were stuck
he's the
on
one
his
who
name.
Got us out.
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
so she was stuck on my name, so I gave her my ID and she looked at my name, and then we got to talking. We exchanged numbers and we hung out the next morning. We went to breakfast.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, we went. I don't know the spot name or nothing, but we went to breakfast and then we just, you know, we just talked from then on, you know.
When did you go back to D.C.? That next day?
Nah, I went back to D.C. I think it was a Friday night. I stayed. Then we met again Saturday. And then I left Sunday, I think. I left the day after.
When you do that, we can hear it.
Oh. I left the day after, or maybe the day after next, or one of those days.
But I feel like from what I remember, because I remember that night of you guys meeting, because I was mad at Kyle because I'm like, I'm ready to go and you're still doing whatever you're doing. She was very, like she said, happy. And I remember her telling me how she met you. I met this guy outside the club and I don't go to clubs, and I met somebody else at the club. And I'm looking at her like, oh my God, my sister. But I feel like from what I remember, you guys really hit it off, like from the very second you met. Am I right or wrong?
Right. She actually came to D.C. like a week later, I think. Right?
Yeah.
No, it wasn't a week
Not
later.
A week. It was no, like, it felt like a week.
It was like a month.
Like, it felt like a week to me, too.
I mean, I know. My birthday's in the middle of the month, so I think she came in the beginning of March, right? So like 2 weeks later.
No, I'm psycho, and I remember dates. I think I flew out on like March 11th.
Well, a month later, then, I guess.
Don't ask me why. But she came a month later.
She knows the time.
So we talked for that whole time. Pregnant. You know what I'm saying? For the whole time we were talking.
She said she knew when she got pregnant.
Oh my God.
We're not there yet. We're jumping ahead. We're not there yet. He's still talking about how you guys were talking after you met.
Right. So you guys went to breakfast the next morning.
We went to breakfast the next morning, and then we talked throughout the time I left until she came back to D.C., you know, because she told me she was coming to D.C., mm-hmm. so we chilled, and then she came to D.C., and that's when...
that's when the magic happened?
That's when Boz was conceived.
Okay, so wait, you guys... after you met, you guys are just, like, texting, are we FaceTiming, are we calling?
All of it, all of the above.
Whose idea was it for her to come and visit in D.C.?
Let's be honest.
You want me to answer?
Yeah, boy, that's why we're here.
I don't know if... I think it was me. I don't remember her too well, but I remember, because I remember her, she was telling me about, she always wanted to come to D.C., and I was like, come to D.C.? And I didn't think she was going to come that soon, but she came. You know
what I'm saying? He was probably shooting that text about pull up. And she said, I'm actually outside.
I'm actually here.
She pulled up, you know, so, you know.
Were you surprised when she pulled up?
Not really.
No. Okay, Kyle, I guess you can talk now.
Why were you surprised that you pulled up?
I had never done anything like that.
You don't really like.
And to be honest, like, so after we met, like, it was like he was going home. I thought that was it. Like, I didn't think there'd be,
like, conversation.
You're
saying after the first club night.
Yeah, after the club. And the next day, like, we went to go eat. We hung out. Like, I met some of his friends. We went to Ryan and Rami's.
Oh yeah. We went to Rami's house
and we went to a studio, and he was like, when we pulled up, he was like, if anyone asks, like, you're a songwriter. And I was like, what?
But I could kind of get her in.
But at the same time, I was like, okay, sure, I'm a songwriter. And then I went and I was like, oh, I like these people. Like, yeah, I write. Like, that was that. And then after that, we were going to go see a movie with the family. So, like, I had, like, it wasn't a curfew, but it was, like, I had family obligations. So then I had to go. But when he flew back, I don't think we were going to talk after that.
After he left from his trip.
Yeah.
He thought it was done.
He started FaceTiming me, and I was like, oh, okay, like. maybe
this is happening. This, yeah. This is a thing.
It just seemed very like seamless.
No, and I agree because I have a really bad memory, but I also really remember this. I'm working on my memory, but when people ask me about like how you guys met and stuff, mm-hmm. and how was it before the babies and all that stuff, and I'm like, from what I remember, they hit it off and it was very easy.
Mm-hmm. So, now my friend said the same thing.
Yeah, now mm-hmm. when I see y'all butt heads, I'm like, can we go back?
My friend said the same thing. Like he was like, yo, my man that was with me, my boy Ron, he was like, I remember that night because you was on her. He was like, you know, you Aww. Was. Yeah, he still say that to this day. Like every time I vent to him.
Damn, where is Ron? We need to have him pull up.
Wait, Ron.
I attribute some of this to Ron too, because I don't know. We were like going down an escalator, like leaving the venue, and Ron was asking me questions, and I don't know why we started talking about taxes, and I was like, "This is the first time I've ever paid taxes," and he was like, "This is the first time he's paid taxes. Like y'all should talk about taxes."
Ron is so weird.
Became an adult. Right? Have you become an adult?
I have a reason.
How much are you paying in taxes?
I have a reason why I just pay taxes.
We don't want to know.
But I'm just saying though,
because he was playing basketball.
I was playing ball, but yeah. So not even Ron, because he's actually.
So Ron should have to pay child support too.
Yeah, actually Zach, the one that Zach came yesterday. He came through last night and we just chilled for a second and we were just outside. I was like, dog, you know I got two kids now. And it's all because of you, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm thankful. I love my babies. Gosh. You know what I'm saying? I love every. I love my situation, but. If it wasn't for Zach, because I was really not going to go to the club that night. Like, I was done. But he was like, man, come on. It's your birthday, man. Let's go. I was like, all right, let's go. You know, and...
Kyle was done, too. This is so funny, like, to
3 years later.
Right.
I had zero intentions of going out that weekend.
Because I don't go out like that. Like,
you went out and got some babies.
Back home, I don't really club like that. Like, yeah. That's not even my thing.
All right, I have a question. So... Before you met Kyle, before all this, can you tell us about what was life like before any of this? Like work-wise, dating-wise, DC, living, what's that like for you?
So I retired playing ball that year. So I was like, I literally just came home. My season actually got cut short.
Where did you come home from?
Portugal.
Why did you retire?
Well, I chose to retire once she told me she got pregnant because I knew it was about to be... wild, and you know what I'm saying?
Wild.
I think wild is an understatement.
So I was just like, yeah, so I literally just came from Portugal. Actually, I came home the beginning of February. I just came home. So I just finished playing for 8 years, and once I got injured and my team was going to, it was on some bullshit, so I left them, and literally I was going to go back probably around September mm-hmm. for the next season, but then once the baby came, I was like, I ain't going back until the situation gets settled. But that's far as that is work, as far as relationship wise.
Wait, sorry, just random question. I've always wondered, when you play basketball overseas, do you guys make good money?
You can. Some people do and some people don't.
I'm trying to think, like, is it like the NBA out here? Like,
it depends. It's not, you're not getting $50 million a year and stuff like that, but you can make. Definitely six figures, you know, in a good 100,000 to 200,000 a year, and it's only for 7 to 8
months. Some NBA players go overseas after a while
because they can't play in the NBA no more, so that's like the next level. Mm, yeah,
that's interesting
because a lot of people don't like going in other countries, you know, like it's not like living here, like it's you don't have the same luxury. You might be in like some countries I played in were nice, and some weren't at all, you know what I'm saying? Mm. Some I played in Egypt, I played in Qatar, Dubai, which were nice, but other places, sometimes my lights will go off for a whole day. You know what I'm saying?
If you had the opportunity to go back and play right now, and let's say the check was a six-figure check, would you do it?
Hell yeah. I miss basketball every day.
Yeah. Aww. I'd be like, pack your shit, nigga, get the fuck out. Time to go.
Send me a postcard.
Yeah.
Watch me pull up with the kids now.
It's time for you to go. No.
We moving kids.
I mean, that's doable, though. My boy does that with his kids. His kids been with him to six different countries. They speak three languages. You know what I'm saying? So
damn, that's my dream right there.
Goals.
Well, I guess you can
get back. No, he said retired. Okay, so back to pre-college. pre-baby life? What was dating like for you?
I actually literally just got a six-year relationship. So.
Sheesh.
Damn. Yeah, so I wasn't really looking
for. You weren't looking for.
How close was, like, you just got out, like, a week before?
November. And I met R in February.
Oh, that was pretty close.
That was early. I broke up with my boyfriend on Valentine's Day. And then I met Mezier like 3 days later.
In his face.
Wow, that's crazy.
Did you know that?
I don't think so.
Are we learning each other new things?
So. I know it was close. I didn't know it was that close.
I was emo girl.
Okay, Mez, the 6 year relationship woman, has she ever hit you up like, damn?
She hasn't spoken to me since.
Yeah, I wouldn't either.
Has she seen? Did she want kids?
Did she want kids when you?
I don't know. I haven't talked to her.
Wow. You don't ever go scroll through the Instagram, or you blocked?
I don't.
Your friends don't tell you nothing?
Nah, she. From what I've heard, she moved to a different state, and she hates me very, very much.
Sis,
bro, y'all looking at
if you're watching this, I'm sorry.
I really had nothing to do with it, y'all.
I'm sorry, okay? All right, so we got the relationship down. What else? Living situation.
Living, like, where was I? Were you living
by yourself, yeah, with your mama, with your brother?
I was living in D.C., but I had a spot in D.C., but like I said, I was playing overseas, so I was never really there. I was Airbnb-ing it most of the year, and I'll come home and then, you know, live in it. But I actually live right down, like, U Street area. I don't know if you know what that
is. Yeah, D.C. was, you know, one of my stomping grounds.
Yeah. I love D.C.
I lived in a nice little cool area.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So if someone asked you, like, what's your three funnest facts about yourself?
Funnest facts about yourself.
That nobody knows.
Damn, that's crazy. I mean, if they don't know it, it's for a reason though, right?
Come on, bro. If someone
three fun facts.
Someone is like, I need the three funnest facts about you. What are you going to hit them with?
We like
three
transparency on this show. Funnest
facts about me.
I like that question.
That's a good one.
I've only had two girlfriends my whole life.
Wow. Okay, the 6 year one.
And a high school girlfriend.
Okay.
Wow.
That is a fun fact.
Interesting.
But how many women have you slept with?
Oh, come on.
In how many countries?
Come on.
Okay. I answer that. I've almost been with a woman in every country that I played in except one.
In how many countries did you say you played in?
What country was that?
Libya. Ain't no action going down in Libya. That's a very, very strict Muslim country. Women can't come outside past 7. They can't do anything. So that country, I was.
You stayed away from that.
He said practice got out at 7, so.
All right, we need your two other fun facts.
That was two.
That was two. Okay,
one more.
I tried to slide one in there.
What's another fun fact about? I'm really chill.
All right, random fact.
Well, y'all know I wasn't born here. Y'all know. I don't know, man. Give me some. Give me.
You want to think about it?
Yeah.
We'll come back to that one.
I think that it's really cool that, you know, we have this platform and that people can get to know you a little bit more because we talk about you.
Yeah.
We talk about all the baby daddies.
People really think they know our story.
I was laughing one time because they cut a segment of Kyle saying something and I posted it and I said, oh shit, Mez looked at my story. And I was like, Kyle.
Nah. People be sending me podcast stuff.
Because we be talking about like you guys.
Let me put out a disclaimer. We talk about all of them. The good, bad, ugly, especially days that we're really not feeling y'all. We be having rants.
Yeah.
So I just want to say this is a very transparent place.
That's what
my point was. I'm happy that people can see that at the end of the day.
Look who's right next to us.
Look what we're doing. Like,
no, that's cool.
Yeah,
it's cool that we can get to know you, that we can laugh at things, we can look back.
It's therapeutic.
It is.
It's very therapeutic.
Yeah. Before we keep going into when the babies came, I saw that you posted the other day about a podcast. Are you starting one?
Yes. And my boy Ron is in it. You know what I'm saying? The one that y'all was just talking about. Yeah. So our podcast is called Necessary Ignorance.
And what are you guys going to talk about?
I like the name.
The same thing the probably name. Y'all talk about, except the male version.
I'm tuning in. Like, I love
Because mind you, my all of us, like my other partner is Tech. He's has two baby girls. Ron.
Okay.
Ron has two dogs. And
I love those are kids. Hey.
And then my other boy got two sons. You know what I'm saying? So.
Oh,
and,
so you're starting like a dad podcast. You know it's talking saying? Shit. I love that.
So we're going to talk about the same things when y'all get on our nerves. We don't talk about y'all. We just sports, whatever, politics, whatever, everything.
Politics,
that,
all of that.
Everything that comes to mind. What is usually, honestly, because a lot of my friends be like stressed out. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I'm like, this is a way of venting. You know what I'm saying? Get it out. You know, talk about it, and then other people can relate because there's a lot of dudes that go through the same situation that we going through.
And then don't talk about it.
I agree. When the last time we had Zach on here, he. I think he was stressed out that day because he went on a whole rant.
He was stressed out that day.
He went on a rant. I mean, it was me and you,
yes,
right?
It was me.
Yes, he went on
a rant. He got mad at us. Nah, he was mad at you too.
Huh, what are you mad at?
He got mad. He said, I already answered those questions.
Yeah, he was.
I already know.
He was not feeling us that day. But he went on this full rant. And I had to think about it later, and I was like, okay, I understood what he was saying, but at the time, we were kind of fighting with each other, and I wasn't trying to listen to him. Mm-hmm. But what he was talking about was the opposite, was the other end of dealing with co-parenting, or when you have kids and you're not together, and how sometimes when the girl gets mad at the guy, they use the kid as a pawn. Mm. And that... Nigga, don't like that.
We talked about this yesterday in the car, because... Mm.
And let me finish my statement. Before I start an argument, let me finish. And when Zach was talking about it, he was so passionate because he's like, I talk to a lot of my guy friends who have kids. And I hate when I see that when they're arguing, they use the kids as pawns. And it's like, well, I'm mad at you, so you can't come pick them up. It's like,
or
that
I'm
got nothing.
You and you can't talk to him or call him or whatever.
Right. And when Zach was talking, that wasn't our situation, but I could tell that the men need somewhere to talk.
To vent. To talk
I'm
about it.
I'm telling you, we need that, man. So that's why I even tell them to listen to y'all podcast, listen to everybody's podcast.
Yeah.
Then you learn from it. You know, you want to hear y'all point of views as well. But y'all should also listen to ours.
Yeah. So when y'all are up and running, let us know.
As soon as I get back,
we can do a collab.
Wait, so after Mezier did the episode with us, as soon as he got home, he was like, yo, what's that machine called?
Literally, I just bought four mics.
Yes.
I bought one of these joints. You know what I'm saying? I just got
That's
a mic
why you were asking about, because when I got here and you were asking me about like our schedules and how it works out, and I'm like, hey, we just,
it's hard. We make it work.
Schedules, so it's hard.
It's hard, but you know, you guys will figure it out. We always do. I mean, you saw today Parker was throwing a freaking fit, but we make it work.
Yeah.
No matter what.
We rotate it. Like there's times where not all three of us make it.
Yes.
So
we
learn like, that's okay too.
It's okay if one of you are out, but.
But all right, let me like, some people, and I'm not talking about y'all, I'm just actually more my friends than anybody. Some are more like funnier, interesting than others.
Yes.
So it's like, it's harder to like, sometimes you need at least one of them to be in it. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to seem messed up and be like, nah, let's not do it because so-and-so not here and we need him. You know what I'm saying?
You know what? Everybody has different personalities and brings something different to the table. Right. So you don't always, as a listener, I don't always want to hear the funny person.
Right.
Sometimes I want to hear the personality that maybe is a little bit more mellow, but they have really good things to say.
Yeah, the insight that they bring.
Because to be honest, people weren't used to me at the beginning of the podcast because they weren't used to me. They didn't know me.
Yeah.
So automatically everyone tuned me out.
Right.
And they're like, ew, her voice or ew, this. Like, and so like I had to learn to kind of shake off my like shyness and come out of my shell.
Yeah.
Because those comments, they hurt my feelings. But at the same time, then I had to learn from it. Like, oh, okay, I can
let loose.
Yeah.
And so, you also got to know that there's a lot of people like you. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So even if you are shy or whatever the case may be, there's a lot of people that's like you that might want to hear your point of view.
Exactly. Right. And it's like now so people then, really appreciate
they love Shannon.
And it's like, you know, they want to hear her insight because it's different from mine. It's different from Kyle's.
Everybody has a different.
Mm-hmm. We all have different experiences, different perspectives, different like responses.
So I love that you have you with two boys and then the two dog dad and then
not the two dog dad.
But hey, I mean,
everybody got two or something.
But it's cool because a lot of Messier's friends. Our parents. I feel like you're.
That's awesome. I
you're
love
like
that.
The newest.
The only thing.
Parent in the group.
And your uncle. I see you post a lot of.
Yes, you are an uncle.
Yeah. That's my man. That's my little man.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Okay, let's get back to the juicy part.
What's up?
So Kyle took the trip to D.C., and what happened?
She got pregnant. That's what happened.
Kyle, I'm looking at you because
I had no intentions of sleeping with this guy.
Our parents have talked to us so much.
I know.
About protection and birth control and how the fuck did we get here? The first thing my dad told me when I told him I was pregnant with Ryder was, well, do you have AIDS?
You could have got AIDS.
You could have got AIDS. And I'm like, okay,
you could be
dad,
dying right
like,
now.
Like, how did we go all the way there, dad? But it took me back and I'm like, dang, like he really did talk my head off and I'm still in the situation. Yeah. So, girl.
Let me tell you this.
Namaste.
Did you use protection? You could have pulled it out.
Nah.
Okay, wait, hold on. We got two different stories.
Someone said
it broke and
there was no it
no,
broke.
No, I'm just playing. No, we didn't.
This man put his penis in me.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Mess wasn't ready
they
for
know
that.
How it works.
Right, Kyle. Yeah,
no protection.
Was there ever a conversation of
I'm not on birth control. And like there was a plan B conversation, but I think
she don't
we
like
just him. What?
I don't think she like him.
Bro, I would have popped that in like a candy.
She don't like him.
She said it don't make you feel good, right?
No, that's birth control.
Okay, these two. Now we see how y'all are two kids later.
That part. Literally, now we see.
That's what the conversation. It was birth control.
What was the conversation?
Well, first of all, I wasn't intending on having sex to the point where like I did not get waxed. Like,
but you had sex. Clearly,
I was trying to do everything in my power because I'm like attracted to him. So I was like, let me do things. So I'm like,
this.
Let me like deter myself.
I remember you telling me
from
that.
Like having sex with him, and it was like
he said, "Nah, bring that hairy ass over here."
I remember him being I'm African. Yeah, that was his thing. He's like, I'm African. It's different over here. And I was just like, oh, okay.
I like this.
And then she liked it. I remember she said, okay, you like me now?
Hey, here I am.
Okay, so the next day after you guys did the do, was there a conversation of like, hey, like...
Well, even if there was, we kept having sex.
So you're saying even if you would have taken you guys were just... I'm confused. Do you guys not know that sex equals babies?
Yeah, but if you do it the right way, usually you don't.
No.
You don't.
If you do it the right way...
No. Pull out game?
What is this?
Is this you pulling out? What is this mess?
No.
Pull it out, y'all.
You guys have to watch the YouTube. If you do not watch our YouTube, you have to watch it because you guys need to see how this man is pulling out with his fingers.
I'm just saying. Like,
that was that Italian side right there. It was
so y'all didn't do it right.
You didn't do it right. Twice.
Twice.
Nah.
Twice y'all didn't do it right.
That's probably my fault.
Okay, question.
No, it's both y'all's fault.
We are both.
Kyle was probably holding the hips down. Anyway.
I'm crazy.
y'all really need to watch because Mez's face, he's sick.
Yes. Mez, did your parents, and I know you're African, so culturally I just want to know, did your parents talk to you about sex?
No. My mom, no. I never had any of those private talks with my mom. My mom is more... Once I got to college, my mom said, use a condom. That was the only...
Yeah, that was the only talk.
Yeah, she never liked no birds and the bees type stuff. Nah.
And no uncles?
Nah.
Nobody said...
My brother and cousins, the one taught me everything about like life.
Got it. So your brother's older, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And what did he tell you about sex? Or was it more like...
I mean, you know, siblings...
Did you hit it, bro?
Siblings.
Yeah, siblings. Yeah. It's not like a teaching point. Yeah. It's like, you watch me do it, like, and if you ask me, I'm going to tell you what's up.
But yeah.
Yeah, he ain't never really had that talk like, bro.
Don't do this. Yeah.
Now that you're dad of two boys, do you think, and now that you're in this, okay.
Oh,
yes, are you going?
We're having talks.
No, I'm not asking you, Kyle. I'm asking the man, the father.
The dad.
Are you going to talk to your boys about
100%,
sex?
100%, for sure. See, like, I feel like if I grew up with my dad, he probably would have had that talk with me.
But yeah.
I didn't. So, me having boys, I'm definitely going to talk to my boys about that. For sure.
Yeah, I'm talking to my kids. Kyle, I'm still talking to you.
I'm the wild card, y'all.
You say, Kyle, I'm still talking to you.
Okay, so you guys did it in D.C. When you left D.C., was there any feeling like I'm walking away with the baby, or did you just leave skipping? You just left in happy land, hairy land.
There was no thought of like...
Yeah, not at all. Because I remember pregnant. I actually came back for Ryder's birthday.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
He was here in April, the beginning of
and
April.
And that's when I found out she was pregnant.
Yeah.
Right.
And how did you feel? How did you feel when you picked?
How did she tell you?
Right.
I don't even know.
I think you just said I'm late. And I think you said I'm late and I might be pregnant. I was like, all right. You know, what are we going to do?
What were you going to do? Yeah. You
know? And then,
what were your thoughts?
I mean,
were you not ready at the time?
I don't think you're ever really ready, you know?
No,
You know, even if you think you are, you really, and when that moment comes, you're never really ready. But
even if you have one and then there's another
you're
one,
you're never ready.
You're never.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think scared, nervous, anxious, all that, you know? Like I said, like my life, I literally just finished playing ball. Finished playing ball.
You're
so,
you're trying to come down
just got
from
a relationship.
Everything.
I'm trying to figure my life out, you know, so that happened. Yeah, that was a lot.
All because this man came to LA for his 30th birthday for the first time.
So
LA changed my life.
Right. LA changed your life.
I remember
you
when
came.
You were out here for Ryder's birthday. That was her first birthday party. And I do remember
your dad's old house.
Yeah.
Really? You were there?
Yeah.
He was at Ryder's.
Look at the pictures.
I have
pictures.
He was
there.
I can show you.
I was in there.
Damn. Yeah. Was I not introduced? I was there.
Nah, we probably, because I was introduced to everybody.
You kind of looked a little shell-shocked walking
around. I think Messier was like,
I did meet you.
I think you were overwhelmed.
It was a lot. The birthday party was a lot.
Everybody was calling me the African prince and stuff like that.
What?
Yeah, like your mom's friends, Sabrina and them, they was, yeah, it was like, ah, this the African princess. And I was like, what is going on here?
What is going on here?
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie, Ryder's first birthday was like a freaking carnival block party.
It was
crazy. It was crazy.
There were like 200 people. There was a DJ. There was food. There were games. Open bar. There was this random guy who hit up one of his friends like, hey, is there, you know, have anything going on today? And that person sent him to Ryder's birthday party. And the guy showed up not knowing he was at a 1-year-old's party.
Until we started singing happy birthday.
Yeah, until we started singing happy birthday. He was like, yo, there was an open bar with real alcohol. Like, that joint was good crazy. Alcohol.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There was a pony. Like,
it was a lot.
There was a lot going on.
Especially for, what was she turning, 3?
One. That was her first birthday.
That was her first birthday. Yeah, that's right. That's what I'm saying. I'm like, all this for a 1-year-old? I'm like,
I think Mezier, we scared Mezier, and he was like, wait.
It was just different. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't grew up, like, seeing stuff like that.
So that...
That was the first introduction he had to my life.
Yeah, it was a lot. And if that was the first introduction to family life, everything going on, I would be a little like, what the hell's going on? Yeah.
I would definitely be overwhelmed.
It's just different though, you know, which is way different.
Yeah. No, I understand that.
We don't ever have parties. Like I think now, honestly, since y'all came around, my mom be wanted to do like more parties and stuff.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah.
I like
my
that.
My mom never really now every time, hey, let's get together and do something. I'm like, we never did this before.
No, like, don't fight it. Be like,
I don't. I enjoy like my embrace mom. It. Our parents are getting older, so I try to spend as much time with my, I don't have a dad, so I embrace my mom as much as possible. It's just
I love
odd
that.
Because
yeah.
she never did this before, you know.
Good. I
she's
like
a
that.
Grandma
she,
now.
Yeah,
grandma
I was just
life
gonna
changes
ask,
you.
You think like mm-hmm.
yeah, she just
since
wants
the
all
kids,
the babies around. Yeah.
Okay, so you got pregnant. You guys were. Mez was in shock. Kyle was in. I think I'm late land. And let's fast forward.
Mm-hmm.
You went through your pregnancy, right?
Yes.
And then I'm like, you're looking at me confused. I'm like, girl, you had a pregnancy.
No, she just wondered what you're about
I'm
to say.
Right. Yeah. I'm like, where are you going with this?
I'm just trying to get the timeline together.
Oh, yeah. So,
and then you started, from my perspective, you started, once you had Boz, you started going back and forth to D.C.
So I had Boz in December. And then Messier's birthday is Valentine's Day. It's February 14th. And then he was like, you know, I want Boss to come meet my family. And I was like, okay, I do too.
And
like,
when was this? What
that was in February. So,
December.
When Boss so was 2 months.
Yeah.
We went out to DC and mom and Cheyenne and Dave.
We all came. Okay. Wait.
They were like,
we skipped.
Yes.
Because I feel like a lot of people are going to ask, how did we go from you guys hitting it off, really liking each other, having the baby, and then we're clearly not in a relationship.
So, well, we were in different states.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't know each other.
Right.
Like, we were literally strangers to each other.
Did you guys ever butt heads during the pregnancy?
Yeah. Yes. And there were, like, periods of time where, like, we didn't communicate. There was no speaking. So, like, a majority of my pregnancy, I did on my own. Mm-hmm. And that was really rough. That's not how I ever imagined pregnancy. Like, you know, there were times where we really disagreed because Mezier, he didn't tell his mom. He didn't want to tell his mom for a while. And it was,
we got to tell that story.
That was like an issue.
Yeah,
to
I
me.
Was terrified to tell my mom. My mom
and
was
no, we got to no. tell the story about Cheyenne, me DMing your brother.
Cheyenne,
oh, yeah.
y'all.
I forgot about that.
Cheyenne,
I did. I still got the DM. Yes.
Cheyenne DM, Mezier's brother. Chief.
No, you got to go back.
Oh, we were in
DC.
And that's the other thing. Oh,
what
yeah. Okay, wait. You don't know?
I forgot.
It was like, your brother got my sister pregnant.
Yeah,
like.
I was like, your family needs to know or something. No, but you guys have to understand. I had just gone through it.
Yeah.
With Ryder, with my pregnancy. I'd just gone through it alone. There was nobody. And that was what I was kind of upset with Kyle, because I'm like, you just saw how hard this was for me.
Why would you go?
Yeah. Why would you put yourself
in the same kind of like position? Can you get a cup of water?
In the same position. I'm like, are you crazy? But the difference was she had somebody to go back and forth with and talk to. I didn't have nobody to go back and forth with. So I was like, kind of mad at her for a while. And then I had to get over being mad at her and be on her side and be defend her. Yeah. And I was also in a really bad place. So I didn't even know how to properly do that.
Yeah. Probably be there for her.
Right. So I feel like I kind of took a lot of my anger in my own situation out on whoever would hear.
Yeah.
So when there was one night, Kyle was like,
we were in DC.
We were filming.
And then we were up in Baltimore.
Yes.
I remember this.
Kyle was crying. Oh, she was upset. And she had made it known that Mez had not told his family yet. And I did my research. Y'all, I found the man's brother. I hit up his brother on Instagram and was like, just letting you know, there's a baby coming. And he read my DM, but I don't think he responded back.
And let me tell you,
he's probably like, this crazy.
I said, bro, don't worry about her. Just ignore her, bro.
Bro, I had Twitter fingers that night. Wait, that night I was like, I'm gonna let them all know.
But it's funny because that story came back because there was one time when I think it was in that February trip, I went to brunch with his brother's girlfriend and Golden with your cousin. And Nana was telling me, like, yo, I was there when Chidi got the message. And I was like,
Chidi, your ass didn't respond to me.
No, but he said he opened it and he handed it to Nana, like, I don't know who this is. I don't know what's going on, but like, you read it.
I think eventually he did respond later. And he said something along the lines of, like, we're going to figure it out or we're going to talk or something. Like, he eventually responded. And in all transparency, I love Chidi. Chidi and I get along very well.
He's silly. He love y'all. He always talk
so about it. There's like no Chidi hard feelings, but I did have thunder thumbs that night.
Thunder thumbs.
And what? I hit up his brother. Ma, weren't you there?
She said, Ma, I'm going for it.
I said, I'm doing it. I'm doing it. Mom was screaming at me. Kyle was screaming at me. I'm like, I don't care. My sister. And, you know, you can just go on like protective mode. But
oh, another thing is we do have one of Cheyenne's like really good friends from college. Mezier knows from home.
Oh, yeah.
And Alex.
Oh, yeah.
She was like, oh, yeah, Mezier is cool. And then it was like, fuck Mezier. Like, how dare you, Alex, like ever say he was cool.
I was mad
it
at
was
her.
Crazy. It got real crazy, y'all.
But
it got crazy.
I think, yeah, I feel like a lot of people were confused.
This was all while you were pregnant.
While I was pregnant.
How, like, what was, you know, what was going on and stuff. But shit happens. All right.
Yeah. So fast forward, you know, eventually
the trip to DC, I feel like, was a change.
Yeah. So for me, it was really scary because I was the girl who showed up at the doorstep with a baby.
The baby. Yeah.
To an African household. So for me growing up, like Africans, it's like they don't play, you know, like.
And you said your mom is traditional.
Yeah. Very, very.
I was so terrified.
It was hard for me to tell her that I'm about to have a baby
with this girl that I'm not with.
Right.
That lives across the country. Right. Oh, yeah. And she's American, by the way.
Mom was like, and she's coming over next week.
Right. Like, oh, yeah.
And the baby is due
like in 9 months from now. He's already here. He was born like last week or something.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But actually, no, I told her before. No, I told her. Yeah, I told because she didn't talk to me for a month.
Wow.
I told her a month before because she didn't talk to me until Boz was born. And yeah, that's when once she saw his pictures, it like.
It goes out the window.
Yeah, but she didn't talk to me for a month. And I talk to my mom every day. You know what I'm
saying? You guys talked about it since? Like the whole situation?
No.
Or do you guys kind of just brush it over?
No, you talking about like the first situation?
Yeah.
No, my mom, you know.
You kind of just
my mom doesn't really talk about her feelings too much.
Do you think you get that from your mom?
Probably, yeah.
Damn, Kyle about to break your neck saying yes.
No. And like in the time that I was coming to DC, like I would go to her house and I would spend time with her, and I learned a lot about Mezier from the time that I spent with his mom. Just in like the way that he responds to things, or the way he acts, or the way he thinks, or like I was able to make that correlation and be like, oh, you know, this is the person you learned from. This is the person who raised you.
Yeah.
So I was able to see like similarities or patterns. So.
Yep.
Yeah.
So that
I'm
trip
not trying to break my
to
neck.
DC, that first trip when you brought Boz back to meet his family and stuff.
So it was a beautiful trip. I came with my tribe because, you know, I was the girl showing up at the doorstep, but I have family.
Yeah, y'all came
like
We wanted them
we
to
wanted
know.
To know that, like, okay. I'm not just like some random, like some random, like.
We wanted them to know that she had
support,
a family.
I have family. Yeah, yeah. Like this is no, there's love cool. here. And it was really nice. We had a party at his mom's house.
Oh my God, I remember the party.
Ryder was dancing for hours. Right, like, right. And his mom loves to dance. So it was like, I have videos from that day with his mom and Ryder dancing.
Who did the speech?
My Uncle Tony. Yeah,
bro, okay. I'm gonna sound so bad right now. But we talked about this speech for months.
Why?
Because I felt like I was in the freaking Lion King and we were holding up the baby prince. And he kept on referring to Messier the king.
Yes.
And I'm like, what African flick are we in right now?
He was like, we need to lift up our
We have to lift up the king and the prince. I was like, oh shit, she is a prince.
My last name means son of a king though.
Okay.
So I mean he still would have said it no matter.
Yeah.
But that's what my uncle do though. He speaks at every party. He's the spokesman to everything.
Oh, I watched him that whole party. He never got up out of his seat.
He was served.
He was served the whole time. And then the second he got up, it was like everybody was quiet. I was Mom and I kept tapping each other like, is he going to move? What's he going to do? Everybody kept going to him making sure he was good.
He got a bad back.
Oh. Look at you.
He just looked cool just standing there though. But he got a bad back though.
Nah, he was like, I sound so bad saying that, but I really, it was like Lion King.
It was really like, it was cool to me. It was fun. We had Nigerian food.
Yeah, no,
like,
it was good.
We were happy.
I want to come one time.
It was,
sounds fun.
Oh, even previous to that, so one of Messier's cousins, Golden, and
who, Crystal?
No.
Crystal, oh, Chioma.
Golden and Chioma, they were out here in LA and they were like, I got a message like, hey, like, we're Messier's cousins. Like, is it okay if we come visit the baby?
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
And I was, at first I was like, okay. And I was like, they came and they were so sweet and they were so nice. And it honestly made me feel so much better about going to DC. Because I was really nervous and I was really scared. And I was like, the only person I know is this man who I don't know or haven't really spoken with. And the brother who my sister sent a message to. And I was just, I was really scared. So when I met them, it really helped, like, just make me feel better about the situation that I was coming into. Because they were so sweet. They bought clothes for the baby and they were very loving. And it made me feel like, you know, no matter what comes out of this situation, like, there is love. There is love. Okay, hold on. My kid needs to go to the bathroom. And let's take a quick break.
After Zach and I bought our first home and got married, we were super excited to not only decorate it, but to put some of our biggest memories on our walls. So we went with Framebridge, which made it super easy to get our pictures framed from our wedding at an affordable price. You can easily order online at framebridge.com or visit a Framebridge retail store. All you have to do is upload a digital photo for them to print and mail your item using their free secure prepaid packaging. Or you can also visit one of their 20 plus retail stores. Framebridge customs frames your piece in their studio using the highest quality materials and ships directly to your front door in days for free. Above our stairs, we put pictures of our babies, ourselves, and from our wedding, and we are so happy we went with Framebridge to do it. Anytime anyone comes to our house, it's the first thing that they notice. Not only is it easy, but it's also affordable to custom frame just about anything. They're very fair and transparent and upfront with their pricing based simply on the size of your items. There's a curated selection of frame styles that are all different. They have fast service, free shipping, and this is great for gifts. Your happiness is also guaranteed, so if you're not 100% happy with your pieces, they'll make it right. See why Framebridge has been trusted to frame over 2 million pieces. Visit framebridge.com or a local Framebridge store to get started and custom frame just about anything. That's framebridge.com.
Or not even feel better, but just that initial first time going. Yeah. And it was, it turned out to be a really successful trip. Like, Messier,
and we're back. Let them know, Shannon.
I mean, we forgot.
We really forgot. But yeah, so that first trip to DC turned out to be like a really, I would say, successful trip. It was really good. The families were able to meet, and we were able to feel like there was a lot of love on, you know,
both sides.
Okay, so after that initial trip, is that what kind of sparked you to be okay to go back and forth? Or what was, like, from what I remember, you were taking a lot of trips to D.C. What was that about? Like, were you trying to get to know Mez?
Oh, well,
like,
oh, sorry. I just had a space moment.
Right, I'm like, literally, are you okay?
I was like, what are we talking about? No, so then it was like, you know, who is this person I had a child with? You know, I wanted to learn that. And also, I saw the importance of like their Nigerian culture within their family. And mm-hmm. to me, it's as a Black American and there being a disconnect of what our culture is yeah. related to Africa. Like I want them to know who they are and I want them to have something to
know that respect and
be connected yeah. to. And it's hard when like as a Black American, like we are the culture, but it's like, what is our culture at the same time? Mm-hmm. Whereas Cheyenne just looked like, what in the world did she just say?
No, I get it. I was just yeah. trying to think about what the hell our culture
yeah,
is.
Like, you don't really it? Have it's, a... It's confusing when it's like, we control the culture, or we are the culture, we represent the culture, but it's like, at the same time, it's...
What is that?
What is that yeah. culture? So...
You don't think you have a culture?
I think we have traditions.
Yes. I think within our family, we have traditions, yeah. but it's like, it's not like a standard set traditions.
Americans. As an African-American, yeah.
And Americans Black Americans.
Have culture, though.
No, I'm not saying we don't have culture. It's just not as definitive, I would say.
I Mez, you can have both worlds.
What would you say?
What do you think?
I mean, to me personally... When I think of American culture, and I think everybody got ups and downs. I think American culture is more, I'm trying to think of the best way to say it without sounding bad.
You just say it.
Do you think we're laid back? Like, we're not appreciative? I just feel
like
it's
not, no, not even. I just feel like American
damn
culture.
Damn, Shannon, do you mean?
No, I feel like American culture, and this is just one of the aspects of the culture as far as family. I feel like... American cultures, you guys don't stick together as much as other cultures, Asians, Africans, mm-hmm. Europeans.
That's fair to
I
say.
I think yeah, American yeah. cultures is very, you guys, like, the divorce rate is super, super high.
Yeah.
Most mm-hmm. cultures, like, you'll see African, Asian parents, like, I only say those two because I know two of my friends that their parents don't even sleep in the same floors. You know what yeah. I'm saying? Mm-hmm. My man's dad sleep upstairs, the mom sleep downstairs.
Not the same bed, not the same floor, yeah. room, the same.
And they're still in the same together, house.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because they just believe in family. You know, once you win it, you win it. Well, I realized in American cultures, that's why there's a lot of single mothers. And I feel like that brings up a lot of kids that are very strong and also very individuals, but also got the mentality that where I don't need nobody, you know mm-hmm, what I'm saying? Because mm-hmm. my mom did it by herself, so I can do it by myself. She taught me that I can do it by myself. So then when they get in a relationship, it's more like the minute something goes wrong, I don't need you. I go find yeah. somebody else, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, I see that.
In most cultures, they're like, they used to stick in together no matter what. It's not always good, but that's just the culture, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I understand that. Yeah.
But that's
yeah.
just one aspect.
So do you, like, hearing Kyle's perspective now as far as, like, her wanting to go back and forth to learn more about you and your family and your culture? Like,
and then it was also just the way we were raised. You know, we were raised within a two-parent home. Like, and that's yeah. all I knew was two-parent homes. So
to make sure
I wanted to give my
yeah.
child that opportunity to have a two-parent home. Like,
right. So my question was, like, and for lack of better words, do you appreciate the effort or were you kind of like you're pushing it? Like, what was your stance on it? How did you feel?
I loved it. I love the fact that she came through. Like, that's love. Like, y'all got to see my family. My kids got to see my family. So I loved it. You know, I appreciate every moment of it.
Did you appreciate her coming back and forth?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought it was dope.
At any time when she was coming back and forth, were you guys ever like, okay, let's try to work it out, or how was that process?
I think that happened towards late, because my big thing
was never a conversation.
Yeah, my big thing was more like, we have a kid now, but us two still don't really know each other to that exact aspect. So I liked her keep coming back because I wanted to hang out with her more. You know,
yeah.
I want us to, like, whether it's all some friendship, some relationship, whatever, we just need to hang out.
At what point, Mez, do you think that, like, what sparked in you, or, because you said, like, it wasn't up until, like, further down the line that you were like, okay, maybe we should try to work it out.
I mean,
what made you want to try?
I mean, I think it was the right thing to do. You know what I'm saying? I feel like, why not try it? Like, we're going to be dealing with each other for a long time. Might as well try, you know? I mean, she's a good person. She's a good mom. I'm attracted to her, so why not? So I just feel like it was a lot of different obstacles that didn't allow it to work. But, you know, my family was pushing it. And like I said, I feel like it was the right thing to do. I wish my mom and dad tried harder to be together, you know, for my kids. So why wouldn't I try?
Do you think that from your side, do you think that you gave it a valid effort? I don't know if that's like the right way of asking it.
I mean, I think I tried my hardest for the situation that we got going on.
You know
what I'm saying? Like, it's very tough being in a different state, you know, different time zone, different everything, and then with a kid and work and all that stuff to try to figure it all out. It was definitely tough. So
yeah.
But I think I definitely tried.
Kyle, what do you think? Do you think you tried?
Yeah, I know I tried.
Like, let's go back. Like, answer the same question.
I feel like we both tried.
What made you decide you wanted to try?
Well, I'm attracted to Mezier, and just being out there, like, and spending time with him, there were certain things that I got to learn about him where I was like, oh, I actually like this man. Like, it wasn't just a physical attraction, but it's like, you know, I like the way he thinks about things. Yeah, I like what he had to offer. And it's, there are certain qualities that I know I don't have that he does have. And I was like, you know, just in terms of balancing life, or like being able to learn from someone. At the same time, I'm sorry, Nana is walking through.
What are you
with
doing?
A pan full of food and a knife.
She put the knife down so
what
slow.
What is going on? I wish y'all could see this. It was a. If there were, like, at the time, like, if there were certain things that I wanted in a man, I was learning what those things were.
So in the midst of you guys trying, is that how we got number two?
Yep, that's exactly what happened.
I also think, like,
on my birthday too, again, right?
Bro!
Kyle, you and your birthday.
Start buying this man a gift and stop giving him babies.
I did buy a gift.
Oh, Lord.
Hey, is it the gift I'm thinking?
Yeah.
Oh, and that's how we got here.
No, we never even used it.
No.
Oh, I'm so sad.
So, why do I know? What are y'all talking about?
So, as I'm learning about Mezier, I was like, you know, what's your fantasy in life? Like, what's one of your fantasies?
You're going to put him out there like that?
No, yeah. No, I want to know what y'all talking about.
And he was like, I have this, like, massage fantasy.
Oh,
like,
the glory hole joint?
Yeah. So, I went and found a massage table with a glory hole.
Bro.
And I was so excited.
She's actually really sad. She's never used it.
And I was like, oh, like, let me show this guy. Like,
bro, she sent it to me and Zach. Like, look what I got. Zach was like, why aren't you like your sister?
And I was so excited. I was like, you know, I want to do something special. And, like, we had never spent, like, done any birthdays together. Like, there were no holidays together. And it was the first time I was, you know, we were doing something for his birthday together. Yeah. So I was like,
you're ready to use that thing.
Yeah. I was like, if I'm going to get you a gift, like, I want you to know that, like, I'm listening to, like, things
what
that
you're saying. So what happened? You guys just didn't make it to the table?
No. We planned a whole birthday party for this man. And, you know.
So I feel like as a listener, I would hear you guys talk right now, and I would be like, why aren't you guys together?
I mean, I think it's more complicated than what the surface shows.
Yeah.
Like, when it comes to relationship, it's not always like what it seems. You know what I'm saying? Like,
and it's also like,
there's other
we were talking
puzzle
about
pieces.
It yesterday. There is times where it's like, there were times where Mezier would be like, oh, this is what I want to do. And it's, okay, you have to understand, we come from different backgrounds. Like, Mezier is, I come from a very entrepreneurial background or family. So it's like, we can think of a business idea and throw it together in a week and be like, okay, this is what we're doing. Mm-hmm. Whereas Mezier, that's not his his experience or exposure. Mm-hmm. So it's he's like, you know, I can't always bet on these ideas or this idea.
You want to see something happen. You want to see the action.
Yeah. Where I'm like, no, it takes time to build a business. There are certain steps that you have to take. So he would say things like, oh, I want to do this. And I'd be like, cool, let me go research it and be like, oh, here are all these options. Yeah. And it's like,
but that also could be very overwhelming.
And I understand that. And there were times where like he wouldn't follow up or he just wouldn't say anything or he would just kind of like look at me blank face. So I was like, I felt like I was.
Did you have to learn from that for yourself?
I did. Now I'm just chilling. It's like he would put it out there. I would follow up on it. And then like we're talking about it and it would just kind of be like, what?
I mean, to me, I just feel like talking about it didn't really. I think a lot of people talk, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. And I'm not saying just her. I'm just saying like in general.
In general.
Like, even in sports, like I've had so many agents tell me, look, I'm going to work on this deal for you, this deal, this deal. All right, I hear you, you know what I'm saying? But what are we doing to actually making it happen? And anybody can tell you that I got to connect there.
But it wasn't just a matter of connects. It's like, here are the steps to do it. Like, if you want to start a business, here's the business stuff. So, like, so there were a lot of issues there for me where I would get frustrated.
Right.
And it would kind of...
Kyle, do you think that you get your feelings hurt easy?
I got my feelings hurt easy with Mezier because I liked him in that sense. And I didn't even realize how much I liked him in that sense until it was like my feelings were hurt. And I've kind of been a person who didn't always put my feelings first. Or like acknowledge my feelings, but this was like the first time that I was in a space where I was like, oh shit, this is how I feel, and I'm understanding this is how I feel, and it actually affects me. And
Mez, do you think you get your feelings hurt easy?
No.
So are you kind of like more unbothered by things?
Yeah.
Yes.
But can that come off as like an attitude?
Yeah, it comes off as nonsense. It comes off as if I don't care.
Yeah, it was very like it so would feel very cold and like say if like we had an issue there was like a few times where like for me it's like if we have an issue like we need to resolve it that night, like we're not going to sleep without it being resolved. And there were times where it's like he was okay from my perspective, he was okay with like this man would be sleeping like a baby, snoring, knocked out without a care in the world as I'm sitting there like, this isn't right.
Yeah.
This isn't right. Like, what am I doing here when this person is letting me know they don't care about my feelings?
But I think that's where relationships come in, because some people, like you guys both have mentioned during this time, like you guys both have different backgrounds. You guys have both seen different situations. And I think in all relationships, we have to learn from all of that, you know. Mm-hmm. it's hard sometimes when the other person is not relating to you or like giving off what you need them to give off at that moment.
So, I agree.
Yeah,
so it's hard. That I can understand
with time though.
Yeah,
you know, and that's what I really, that's
you guys
what
have
I
to
preached.
Really learn each other.
Yeah. And I think the
so wait Mez, I heard you say in the sorry to cut you off, but in the beginning I heard you say like you didn't know each other. Right now, do you guys think that you know each other?
I think we know each other to a certain extent, but I don't think we know each other in a relationship status. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? Like, because it's different.
We're still
like,
getting to know each other as friends.
I don't know. Like, a relationship is different. And it's different. So, again, like, even when we did try, I feel like, this is my opinion, I feel like everything is good when it's good, but when it's not, is like the worst,
you and know? It's and the it's, worst.
And
yeah,
it's like I feel like we got to get past through that worst before we can go move on. But I feel like every time we get to that worst, we end it.
Everything just shuts off.
All over.
And that's also, I feel like that's when the real test.
Yeah, happens. And that's when you guys have to put. Well, in every relationship, you have to either choose to push through
or quit.
Yeah. But there was also moments of frustration where Mezier would just, he would always tell my family, well, I don't know her. So I'd be like, and get to know me. Yeah. Like, and I would ask him questions, but it's like it wasn't reciprocated.
Do you think
so
it's
it was
easy
like
to get to know you?
If you talk to me, I'm an open book. Like, I won't shut up. Like, you know, it's one of those things where, like, if you engage with me, like, oh, let's talk.
Yeah.
And so I was trying to figure out different ways to like how do I communicate with this person who I'm still learning how to communicate? And I learned, like, okay, I can't just like ask questions or sit there. So it'd be like, you know, I would buy games, like, oh, hey, let's play this game. This man would be like, sure, let's play. Didn't play it. Like, so it was like, I felt like I was trying to,
but
like,
is that, I'm not trying to be negative, no, or okay, anything, but does that come off a little forced?
It's not like I was always like, hey.
Yeah.
Like,
how did you feel about that?
Every now and then, very, and I never like was like, no, let's sit here and do this.
Yeah.
It would just be like, hey, here's an option. You know?
I feel like you get to know, from my thing is, I feel like you get to know somebody with time.
Yeah.
And with situations.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, time and situations to me really show true colors and show how you handle certain conflicts and how you handle your highs, how you handle your lows. But kind of like you said, if when it's bad, we just say, all right, fuck it. We're never gonna get anywhere.
You're never gonna get past
right.
That,
if you keep saying fuck it, yeah, or if you keep saying fuck it and you keep saying like, or getting mad at each right, other, or getting, or like, oh, I don't like this part of you, so I'm gonna hold that against you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And keep it doesn't that work. It and you keep, if you keep that part you don't like about somebody, then you're never gonna like them.
Yeah. I agree with that.
If you're saying that when it's good, is it good?
Yeah,
well, it's very
I think when it's good, it's good. But I feel like during the time that we was trying,
mm-hmm,
when things weren't going the way it wanted to go.
And what we tried, it was, hold on, it was 3
hold on,
months.
Hold on.
It was like the first
hold
three
on
months of this year.
Let
sorry
the man talk.
Sorry, I'm listening.
Dang, I don't want to be in a relationship with you right now. Over here, cutting me off and shit. No, cutting me
off. Fuck you, bitch.
They're going to be like, oh my God, they're arguing.
The thing is that we talked about this yesterday because we had a long, like, hour ride.
I keep hearing about this talk. I wish I was a fly on the wall.
We were just talking. That was good. Like, because I was like, like, even in the talk, we're good. When we're, especially in person, mm-hmm, we're cool. You know what I'm saying? Because now she can't hang up on me. She can't do none of that.
Kyle.
But on the phone, if she hears something that she don't want to hear, she gets frustrated. She hangs up. And then it's like, mm-hmm, she don't want to text back.
What do you do when you hear something you don't want to hear?
I don't do anything.
He does nothing. He doesn't talk. He does nothing.
You really I'm feel
actually,
Kyle.
Nothing.
I think I'm actually great at constructive criticism. You know what I'm saying? I think so.
I think if I could hit this time, man with a mic head right now, time, I would.
Is there ever time when you, yeah, you, your mom, Dave, your dad,
not
anybody,
to me, but that's
anybody,
me. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I'm listening.
I don't think it's ever time when anybody told me about myself and I got defensive. I got an attitude, I got, yeah, anything. All I'm gonna do is tell you my part and how I came up with the concept that I came up with.
And I agree.
Yeah. I agree, because I will say, every time Mez is here, we have really good talks.
Yeah.
I feel like, away from Kyle, we have good talks, and some of them are just like carefree, and some of them are like deep ass talks, and like, yeah, and some of them, you know, I'm coming for blood, but not in a disrespectful way. In my head, I'm not, but I do think that you've never been like, I'm not talking about this with you, or like
brushing you off.
Yeah, yeah. Brushing me off. Like, it was always like you were always very receptive in the conversation and very open to having the conversation. Mm-hmm. So I agree. From me, I don't know how it is between y'all.
No, I agree with that, because it's even times where, like, I'll be like, hey, you know what, I don't like when XYZ happens, or I don't like how you know, let's talk about it. And there'd be times where you might be like, whatever, like, not literally saying whatever, but kind of give me that, like, very kind of cold persona, mm-hmm, at the time, but I would see the change.
Yeah.
So I think that was part of, like, confusion for me. It's like, the way he would act or react in some certain situations, it was like, are you listening? Do you care?
It's
like,
not the reaction you wanted.
And it wasn't necessarily the reaction that I wanted, because I don't, it's
you
not
just
like
wanted
I'm,
any reaction.
It's not even that I want a reaction. It's just, I want to know that you're engaged.
You want a response.
Or you're engaging with this. Yeah. So it's like, he may not say anything. And this is something that I had to learn to accept as a part of, like, who he is. And it was, knowing that just because he may not blink doesn't mean he's not there. And it's like, I may see a change or a difference in, like, response or action, you know, a week later, a month later, but it's like, okay, you know what? He did hear what I said. And I think that was part of the reason why I was okay with the idea of keep going to keep going back, mm-hmm. because it was like, okay, you know what, like we may not, we're learning each other, but mm-hmm. it's as you're learning someone and you're learning about yourself in a new space, I was able to see, okay, you know, I'm willing to bend here, change here, grow here. Oh, he's willing to bend here, grow here, change here. So it was like you said, when we were good, like
it was good.
We were good. But it's when it gets bad, it's we're still learning how to communicate with each other.
You have to learn how to fight.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You have to learn how to and you have and that's something that Zach and I are going through. We're learning how to and we've been going through forever. We have to learn how to argue, how to not go below the belt, how to not go to sleep mad, how to not say you get out because we both live here. But it's a process. So present day, right now, how are you guys?
I think we're good.
I think we're cool.
We have moments where it's like, I'm sure we both want to like, you know, choke each other out.
Yeah.
Cuss each other out under each other's breath. But
and I think that's more
and that's normal.
I think it's
and
that's more because the of the distance.
Yeah.
Do you think the distance sometimes makes a strain on the co-parenting?
Course. Yeah. Of course. Man. The distance definitely makes it hard just because it's like there are things that we may disagree on, but I'm like, damn, if like we were having this conversation in person,
it would be fine.
Way different.
Oh, I
that's hard. You get frustrated that you're away from the boys?
So different. And then I think that in itself adds another layer of frustration.
Do you think you can, do you take any of that frustration out on her in your own way?
When you can't see the boys?
No.
I feel like every time I see you on FaceTime, you're just hella chill.
I mean, like, that's me. I be chilling. You know what I'm saying? Like, I try not to take any frustration. That's a lot of times, like, even when she say I don't answer or stay quiet, because before, like as younger me, I was very emotional. I was always angry, getting fights and all that. So
very rah rah.
Yeah. So I had to learn to
be chill.
To grow up. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So but my best way is to literally not say nothing, chill, think about
mental,
it, process it, and then come up with a solution later. But I'm not gonna just give you everything I got in, because at that moment I'm probably not thinking right, you know what I'm saying?
And you're probably not going to say the right things to her,
so I'd rather just not say nothing. But that comes off as nonchalant.
You don't care.
I don't care, and that's not the case. But that's my best way of coping, because if not, I'm going to say something aggressive, something that I'm probably not going to mean later, you know what I'm saying?
I should work on that.
But it takes
I've been saying anything that come on my
the conversation. You guys are co-parenting right now.
Yes.
We're learning how to co-parent in a healthy way.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And transitioning with two children, it's hard. And I know, like, earlier we were talking about how Zach got passionate, talking about how girls use the children as pawns. Mm-hmm. It's been even harder for me now to do calls because I'm balancing two kids. And they're in two different age groups. And it's like my schedule is really weird right now. And I'm working. And it's difficult because when Mezier is here, I kind of put things on pause to do family stuff. So I think he has an idea of what my day may look like or what I'm doing, but it's when he's not here, it's completely different. And there's times where I literally, where is my phone? You know, I don't know where my cell phone is, or I'm dealing with Boz. I'm now dealing with a newborn, and I'm not trying to not talk to you. I'm not trying to block you from your kids. Like, bro, I was putting the effort. I was coming out there. I was willing to uproot like my entire life and figure this out. I'm not trying to, I don't want to play a game with you, because at the end of the day, we have these two. I know. I'm not trying to play this game with you, because it's like at the end of the day, shut up, y'all. We have these two beautiful children. Right. Stop, Shannon.
It's all right. I love you. I love you so much.
We have these two beautiful children who we both really love, and we want the best for them. So it's.
And I think that we all want that for you guys.
I definitely want that for you guys. Yeah.
Whether you guys decide 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, whenever from here, hey, let's give it another shot, or whether you don't, like, I feel like you guys have the support for whatever decisions you want to make. Yeah. But elephant in the room,
what
are you dating?
No.
I'm just kidding.
Listen,
no, what,
honestly, to be completely honest, do you know how hard it is to date? Saying you have, I have a 3-year-old and a month 3-year-old, like a month year old,
a month year old,
a month year old.
I've never heard that.
Whatever however, but you know how, you know, like, come on, who's going?
Have you ever, has a girl ever hit you and you had to say,
Yes.
And what do they say? Oh, I gotta go.
No, I mean, they'll ask me my situation and I tell them, and then usually they just probably veer off because it's like, who? Come on, you got a month year old. Like, come on.
You need to go figure that shit out, bro.
You got a month.
Like, he's been here a month. Like,
yeah. You know, if I was a girl and you hit me with that, I'd be like, boy, he still smells like your baby mama. Like, you gotta go over there.
And even before Zaire, like, I have a 2 year old, you know, a girl gonna assume that I'm still dealing with my baby mom. So yeah. I don't even press it.
So you don't date?
No.
No.
I wasn't asking you. I know what you do.
I wasn't even responding. I actually don't know why I said no.
She just said no.
All right, you responding for me?
We gotta go.
I don't know what you be doing.
I'm so sorry.
Wrap things up.
I'm really enjoying this conversation. I'm so mad that we have to stop.
But we could do a part 2.5.
We have to come back, but we have to literally rush out because we're going to go check out a venue for you guys.
We are literally trying to plan this Think Loud Crew brunch.
No, we are planning it.
We're checking something out, right?
Yeah. So before we get late, because my mom is screaming at us that we're about to be late, we gotta go. But I'm so happy that Mezier, I'm so happy you came on and that we could do this.
So happy.
And shout out to Necessary Ignorance. Make sure y'all follow that page. And check us out.
They actually have like a few episodes. I actually listened to them before.
Oh, cool. We gotta do one together.
I never told you that.
That'd be fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I listened.
We got some fire coming up, man. Look, watch.
I'm excited. So don't forget to follow us at Think Loud Crew on Instagram. Don't forget to check out our YouTube channel. And you guys can follow me at Shy Not Shy.
And you can follow me at Hair by Shannon C.
And you can follow me at R. Kyle Lynn. And where can we find you, Mezier?
At M-E-E-Z 214. Me's 214.
And what about the podcast?
Necessary Ignorance. Right. At Necessary Ignorance.
Yes. Woo-hoo.
Thank
all right,
y'all.
Thank have y'all. A good week.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.